Commentator Alyssa Eli sometimes deals with difficult or confused people as part of her job. But one of the people she remembers best was in her own family.
My aunt and uncle had no children. He was a country boy, and some nights he slept under the stars in the driveway with his feet out the tailgate of the station wagon. She was vibrant and urban. Instead of children, she had a large collection of wigs she dyed and stroked. And when we visited, she would put one of them on and we'd all go for barbecue. From a child's point of view, they had a flawless marriage. But as they aged, she began to bully him. He never had enough quarters for the washateria. He found the worst shows on television. The fruit he picked at the market was always rotten. When he fell sick with cancer, she bullied him harder out of fear he would die. When he did die, she was beside herself. She wept and ranted and blamed his death on the doctors, the insurance company, the weather. She pushed his recliner in front of the television and watched only the shows he used to watch. Time treated her poorly. Over the years, she started to wander. She accused a neighbor of stealing. She let strangers into the house and sent checks to the charities she thought our uncle would support, though no one had ever heard of them. Her bones grew thin. She broke a hip. When we came by after the surgery, we found her in the recliner. An aide had polished her nails and washed her hair, but it was gray and lusterless. The aunt of a dozen Hollywood heads would never have been seen under such a mousy arrangement. Just as we were leaving, someone mentioned my uncle. At the sound of his name, she looked up. There was no recognition in her face. That was shocking. But there was no pain either. Rage and love were behind her now. We felt guilty but grateful. It would be easier for everyone.
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist. She lives in Massachusetts.